Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today.
Is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand.
You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. Today is the 25th day in the month of September 2025. Indeed, the Lord has been good and kind to us, and we want to use this moment to appreciate the one who has made today possible, the one who has made today in each of our lives possible. Unto you, immortal, invisible Lord, we want to say thank you. Please accept our thanks this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today, we'll be looking at a topic from our Open Heaven Manual that says, just believe. Just believe. Our aim for today is taken from Aim 21. My hope is built on nothing less. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Habakkuk chapter 1 to chapter 3. And our memory verse is taken from Mark chapter 11 verse 23. Mark 11 verse 23. It says, for verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. Mark chapter 11 verse 23, for verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. Our Bible reading is taken from James chapter 1 from verse 5 to 7. James chapter 1 from verse 5 to 7. From verse 5 it reads, if any of you lack wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. That person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Our manual today reads, today's Bible reading says that you should only ask God for things in faith. It further says that if you doubt, you should not expect anything from God. I know that some situations can look very scary and tough. But if you want to live above those situations, you have to believe in God. In Matthew chapter 14 from verse 28 to 29, Peter's faith was unwavering when he told Jesus, bid me come unto thee on the water. However, when he looked at the boisterous wind around him and stopped believing, he started to sink. No matter how tough things are, do not lose your faith. When I got born again in the Redeemed Christian Church of God, I was extremely happy about my salvation, but I was very sickly. Every 2 weeks I would be sick with malaria and would require medical treatment. At that time, whenever Christians talked about healing without medication, I did not believe them. I used to say, you have shown me the way to heaven. Don't send me there too quickly. Then one day I heard a testimony from an old man about how God miraculously healed him of a bent back, and immediately my faith was aroused. I thank God that since that time, that faith has been getting stronger daily. If you want to see great miracles in your life, believe what God has said. If he has done mighty wonders before, he can do them again and again. I once went to a Kenneth Hagin camp meeting in the United States of America and saw about 7,000 people in one convention. Had never seen anything like that before, because at that time the entire congregation of the Redeemed Christian Church of God was less than 1,000. However, while on the plane back to Nigeria, I told those who went with me that one day our pastors alone will be more than 17,000. They didn't believe me. Today, God has surpassed my expectations. When you have faith in God, He sets you on a break to break a record. It makes you a wonder unto many people when you believe. Science says, prove it, and I will believe you. However, God says, believe me, and I will prove it. When God asks you to do something, believe Him. Don't try to add or remove from what He has said. Just believe, and He will do exceedingly abundantly above all that you ask or think. I could see in Ephesians 3 verse 20. Today's open heaven comes to the prayer point that says, Father, please help me to believe everything Your word has said concerning me, so that I can experience Your glory in Jesus' name. Please help me to believe everything Your word has concerning me, so that I can experience Your glory in Jesus' name. May God bless the reading and the hearing of His word today in Jesus' name. If today's open heaven has been a blessing to you and you want to also stir up someone's faith today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceready.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and our current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to, download or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceready.com. It's also available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. This will give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined up for you throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again until we gather for another word from the mind of God. To remain blessed. Bye-bye.